Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to ask the question, should you renovate before you list your property?
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. So Marcia, in the last show, we talked about a property that you have multiple offers on. And I kind of mentioned our buyers looking at when they have to go in and update a property. Should I renovate my house before I sell it?
Yes. The answer is yes. Now that sounds odd, and that's only if you can. So let me taper that response a little bit. There's some conditions that you don't want to over improve on the property. You don't want to do anything that doesn't make sense for that property. So you need someone who has been there with eyes on it from a buyer's perspective. So get a realtor in to talk the conversation about what you need to do and what does not need to be done. A lot of people say, well, this orange carpet is orange and they're going to change it out, but the buyer should be able to choose their color for the next property. What will happen is that on the internet, that property will go on market, and some buyers will see the orange carpet online before they even go to the house. They'll eliminate it and say it's too much of a project just because of orange carpet. Well, it was just a second bedroom. And I get that, but the perception that lands so quickly in the minds of buyers over the online activity and marketing is significant.
Okay. And I know a lot of people look at pictures on Zillow before they even call a, you know, that's easy
Absolutely.
To do. You're scrolling
Absolutely.
On the couch at night, watching in between commercials and, well, that house catches your eye and then you call your real estate broker.
Or you eliminate a house so fast that you don't really understand the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. So give me maybe three or four things that if you were walking through a property, my property, and you were going to tell me what to renovate, what are some of the key things?
I encourage you to look from kind of the front door on. So really the front door is significant. You're standing there waiting for your realtor to show up, or they're fiddling with the key and you're taking a look around there. That's your first impression. Then you walk in and you smell. And when you inhale, you make another decision. Does this smell like home? Does it smell like somewhere I would never want to live? So you've really got to take a look at that, or take a smell at that. And then you've got to take a look from the left to the right and see what the scene is when you enter. What's the impression there? The biggest thing that I'm looking for when walking through a house for the first time is there a perception of deferred maintenance? Is there a perception of lack of care and love for this home at any point in time? If there's something that's been repaired, but it's kind of looking like it was repaired instead of to the original condition, then you've got a problem there too. So you don't want to flag a house unintentionally by your efforts or lack of efforts.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.